Greetings, Internet! This is the Wolf Talk Podcast, your go-to place to talk to independent music artists all over the world so we can get them pushed out. I'm TJ, along with my co-host, the wonderful, the generous, and probably the most badass co-host you could ask for, Wolf. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Hey, welcome. We have Gavin Noble with us today from Kentucky.
Yeah, what's going on? What's happening?
Let's apologize for his internet because he is from Kentucky in the hills. So, I mean,
no, I'm not in the hills. I'm still in the city. I'm right below Cincinnati. You know what I mean? I'm not in Barberville now.
You know, actually, you're a little clearer than you was when we were talking before. I mean, just a tiny bit. So maybe we'll be all right.
Some buffer time. Just a little buffer time.
Yeah.
So how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. I'm blessed and alive, so can't complain. You know,
so you ready for the big old Wolfapalooza event?
Hey, Wolfapalooza, I'm gonna be there howling. It's time.
Yeah, well, we'll be there, so we'll get to meet you and listen to you live, so that'll be pretty cool.
Absolutely. I'm excited. I'm definitely excited.
Before we get too into the interview, I did pull your music video so everyone can kind of get a little listen. Little idea. I'll play a minute or so of it so everyone can listen. So let me pull that up here real quick.
Absolutely.
Who the fuck are you? Tell me what the fuck you gonna do. Tell me how you gonna change this shit. Everything you ever touch gets dipped. I've been looking in the mirror at myself. I don't even recognize that man. All he ever does is calls me out. He ain't ever tried to stick to the plan. Walls keep talking, but I can't understand. It's like my mind's been broken. All the pain in the world just ignores me. Even though I'm crying out for help, I'm sure it's how it should be. I really hate myself. I really wish that I could be someone else. Everything about me, my mind is fucked, my heart is broke, my life's a struggle, and everybody thinks I really hate myself. I really wish that I could be someone else. Everything about me, my mind is fucked, my heart is broke, my life's a struggle, and everybody thinks it's a joke.
It was hard for me to cut it off when I want to keep listening to it. That was
okay. I'm not gonna lie. That song came out at the best time because the way the world is anymore, people like are so horrible to each other. It's not even funny. Like it makes people that way.
It's true. Mm-hmm. It's true. And there's such a deeper meaning to that song on Hate Myself. Is I don't really hate myself, but that is for everybody who goes through those motions where, you know, they struggle with anxiety, depression, PTSD, right, borderline personality disorder, addiction issues. Mm-hmm. Those are the feelings, emotions that people who struggle with those issues go through on a daily basis. And for me, music is, I never been a type to like, oh, I wonder what kind of song I can make today to be popular. Like when I write music, I want to write something that is going to make you ponder, and I want to touch your heart, and I want to help you get through to the next day. That's the kind of music that I like to make, you know. So
that's that's definitely the stuff that touches people. So that's what touches their soul, and that's what they, you know, really get into. I mean, a lot of this, you know, really like just on the surface stuff, you know, isn't as deep and didn't have that meaning. So that's really cool that you have that. So are you working on anything right now, or so what have you been up to lately?
I'm always working on something. I'm always working on something. I got project files sitting with songs half done. A lot of times I write a lot in my head before I ever start typing anything down or writing anything down. I'm for like my job and stuff, I drive like an hour and a half to 2 hours at a time sometimes. So the whole time I'm driving, I'm listening to these instrumentals and these beats, and I'm writing and coming up with ideas in my head. And then I'll come back, you know, to the house and I'll start putting stuff together. And a lot of times, like there's a song right now that I'm working on called Not a Day. I did the chorus, did my first verse, and immediately after I got to that point, I knew like I need to send this off to Brittany Nicole. She's a singer in Cincinnati, Ohio. She's a female singer. And she's going to do the other verse. She's going to do my ad-libs and harmonies. I'm going to do her ad-libs and harmonies. And I like making great music. So I've never been the type to be like, oh, I want to hold this song for myself. I'm constantly doing music where I think, oh, this artist would sound great on this with me. I have so many collaborations because of that. So a lot of those projects that are sitting still are just waiting for me to hear the right collaboration that'll fit on it, you know?
Well, that's really cool. Yeah, well, that's really cool doing that, because usually getting with other artists and that back and forth is what kind of, that's where it's at. You know, that's where you grow and that's where you guys kind of push each other. So
facts. And just, you know, making those connections and networking is one of the most important things you can do in the line of making music, you know, because if you're not networking, you know, really you're just making music for yourself. And while that's all good, you know, because a lot of times as a musician, really, that's your journal. You know, some people paint, some people draw, some people write. Like, to make music, that's just another form of journalism and writing out your own emotions. But if you take it seriously, then you want to network. And right. Collaborating is an important part of that networking structure. So
A lot of why we're actually here talking right now is it was a collaborate. You know, she interviewed our band, and then we got together and we were like, "Hey, let's do this together." So, you know, so it's just kind of a natural fit.
And I got fortunate because, you know, I was I think Wolf found me from a post that I was promoting. You know, because I give myself a certain allowance a month on promoting certain posts and things like that for marketing. In the past month, I think I've gone up over 1,000 followers because of that. So I'm starting to really get deeper into marketing and what works, what doesn't. You know, like you're always gonna have a hit or miss. So I'm finding what works and then I'm sticking to that, and it's been working so far.
Well, that's exactly why I came up with a promoting label versus a regular record label. Even though I am a record label, I'm still promoting you,
right?
Because I'm getting you involved with us. Exactly. And like, obviously that new event that's coming up, obviously, you know, you're with us. So, right. I mean, that's why I'm doing what I'm doing. Cause I'm trying to promote you. I'm not trying to take your money. I just want to promote you.
And those really are the only kind of shows that I do, or like networking events such as Wolfapalooza. Before that, I just recently did a show with Blind Fury in Owensboro, Kentucky. And before that, I was in Chicago for, there's a music promoter as well. He does a show. It was called Sauce Fest, and from a guy who goes by the name of Duck. That was another networking event. But as far as like local shows, like, you're not gonna catch me at your local bar. I don't, you know, I got kids. I'm too, you know what I mean? If it's not an event, you're not gonna see me there, because one, I don't drink, and two, I'm just, that scene is just not for me no more, because it's nothing but trouble. You know what I mean? So,
right.
And I don't make bar music, you know, so it's not gonna.
So the funny fact of what we were just talking about, did you see the comment?
Mm-mm.
DJ?
Yeah, let me put it up here. So yeah, they're right up promoting right on our comments.
So you gotta love that, don't you?
Oh, MG, that's all I got, M-O-M-G.
It's guaranteed to be the best in flexible and convenient order management panel. The fact that they posted in the comment section that lets us know that
yeah.
won't be.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's from Twitch too, which is another. Yeah, you always have to be. You know that you know an artist when they first get into this, they may not know all that, and they'll get all these promoters DMing them constantly, and I can help you, I can push out, and they may be able to help you. But, well, they make it look like they do, but it's all just you know fugazi, you know, all just bots, and
it's all bots. No real viewers, no real people, no real success, and they take advantage of people who aren't aware of this information, and before they know it, they've drained their bank account and have nothing, and then they lose that motivation to continue because
absolutely
because then they think this is all just a game, you know.
My fiance actually went through that whole scenario, and I told her, I said, look, I said, I will manage you, just let me have your stuff. And she's like, okay. Because we actually had that. I actually lost my favorite truck because it was from my dad, and I will get it back. And It's ridiculous,
right?
How people like do fraud stuff. It's like insane.
Well, that's another reason. So my 13-year-old son, he does music as well, and I'm his manager. I have a manager myself, and then I am his manager, and I tell him, like, you know, just listen to me, because there's going to be a lot of people who are going to want to take advantage of you because you are 13, going on 14. They're going to think they can slide in and kind of take advantage of you. And as long as you listen to me, that won't be possible, because he's super talented. And I know for a fact that he's going to pass me up. Undoubtedly. He sounds like me right now at 13. When I was 13, I didn't sound like that. So I know people are going to try to do whatever they can to slide in the middle, you know.
Are you gonna bring him with you? Are you gonna bring him
I'm
with
trying
you?
I'm trying to. He's nervous. So he's just literally, he just dropped his first song, and we've got his second song waiting for the second verse.
Well, definitely send me the song, and if you can get him to come, I will put him on that stage.
Okay, definitely. Definitely.
Oh, no, yeah, that would be totally cool.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to lie to you, because the song is featuring me. It's called Down by Isaiah featuring Gavin Noble. And every time people hear it, you know, they're just, this kid is 13. Like, he's literally, from the time he was born to this very day, he has watched me do music every single day. So he's grew up in it. I've been doing this since I was 8 years old. And now it's bittersweet to kind of like pass, you know, the baton off to him, you know, because I'm about to be 32. So, you know, not to be negative, but my chances are slim, you know, with 9 kids, 1 on the way. And yeah, it just is what it is. But I do this because I love it, you know.
Well, who's to say that you and him can't like do a lot of like duos? I mean,
that's true.
Yeah, you know, he'll be getting older here soon, and then you never know, you might be out traveling with him, you know.
I swear, right. That's what I always say. I said he's gonna be the one to put me on, you know, because he's with the times. Like, I'm still stuck in my ways in music, you know, like I'm never like, oh, wait a minute, this is how music sounds right now, I need to change. Like, no, this is how I sound, this is what I do. I can't mimic all that new stuff. It's not appealing to me. But he has a special way of blending kind of my sound and blending a new sound together into one. And I tell him, I'm like, you have no idea what you have. Like, you have something many people wish they had, you know. Right. Don't take it for granted, you know, hold true to it.
Have you ever heard of Mason Ramsey? I know he's probably not the kind that you listen to. He's a little kid that grew up singing country, and he was like super little.
I haven't heard of him, but I'm trying to think, who was the little country dude? One, he used to sing a song called One Voice Was Heard. One Voice, what the hell was his name? See, now I gotta look it up, because I used to be a huge fan of him when I was a kid.
Billy Gilman?
Yes.
Is that right?
Billy Gilman, that is correct. Yeah. And he was young, super, super young.
Yeah, if you need to look something up, I'm super fast. So just.
Yeah, Billy Gilman, that was him. So.
Yeah, yeah. If you check out Mason Ramsey, he's really good. And dude, he's getting really famous. And he started when he was a teenager.
It's the best time to start. I wish I would have started at 13, you know, recording at 13. I wish I had a me at 13, you know what I mean?
Right.
because now he gets to pass up all of the, what's this button do? What's this program do? You know, he gets to pass all that and just get straight to the product.
Well, not only that, I mean, he already knows what he wants to do in school and he's already doing it before he graduates.
Exactly.
Like, I didn't know what I wanted to do when I graduated. I was just like, hey, I need a job. I need to make money.
Right. Exactly.
You know, that's funny you say that, because I kind of knew what I was going to have to do, but I didn't really want to do it. It was like IT work. Like, I was just good at it. And I was just like, I know. And I tried to avoid it for like 3 or 4 years, the first 3 or 4 years I was out. And I ended up falling into it.
You know, the crazy thing is, too, even, you know, as you get older, you find new things you want to do and you can do them, you know, like in the next few months, I'm going to be starting working towards a law degree, you know, so it's like. It's never too late. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, I mean, it's not too late to ever. And I knew I needed to do something like in the lines of this, but I just didn't know for sure. And you know what caused this? Between COVID and my parents dying, that was like the big things that like pushed me.
Right.
Like, what do you want to do with your life? Because you're not where you want to be.
Right.
And that's what did it. I mean, both my parents passed away and the last one really hit me hard. And I'm like, this is not what I want to do with my life. What do I want to do with my life? And this is what I chose, and COVID really pushed it, because I really wanted to do something with music and I was trying to get people out there, and I was like, okay, well, Fran, what can you do? And then obviously, you know, the whole, you know, bar stopped happening, and then I'm obviously, it's taken over a year for my website designer to even do what I wanted him to do in the first place, because the camera's not acting like it's supposed to when he does what he did, and it's a big chaotic mess, and you'll find out eventually at the show what I'm doing. Right. So, I mean.
And we both kind of have, you know, she had that kind of situation. And me, I, you know, like I said, I was in IT. So at the time I'd been managing like call center help desk stuff for like the last few years. And it got to the point where literally the employer was like wanting me to abuse, like literally abused the people I work for, and I fought against it for a year, and then I got rid of this horrible person that was like, you know, doing all this. That was my button. They got rid of him, and then they turned right around and tried to do it even worse, and then put it on me, and I was like, that's it. And when that happened at the same time, you know, my brother / cousin, he told me for 20 years, he's like, oh yeah, you're going to be in my band. And I'm like, what would I do in a band? Like, I don't even know what I do. Like, I'm an IT guy. What is that? So yeah, he's like, well, you're going to be in the band. So that all happened and I got pulled in. I'd never really messed with video editing before, or, I mean, I've done graphic design for like websites, stuff like that, but nothing like to the degree we're doing now, you know, right. But you know, I can learn anything, so, and this was so much more fun than anything I had ever done before, so I got all into it, and now I have to say, we've gotten pretty good over the last 2 years, so, you know, and now we got like a Grammy award winning, you know, engineer that did our album, and, you know, all this stuff that's coming up, you know, it's all just huge change. You know, I thought I was just going to manage call center the rest of my life, and it just like veered off real hard right turn just all of a sudden.
That's honestly, that's how it goes, because, you know, I was in nursing for a long time. I worked nursing probably almost 6 years, and then I got real sick, and they was like, yeah, you got to stop working third shift nursing right now. You need to start focusing on your health. because I was working two nursing jobs and was like part-timing helping, you know, do floors. And I was like, okay, what the hell am I going to do now, you know? So then I started full-time helping do floors and then wound up, now I own my own flooring company. So, you know, like life has a way of like being like, no, go over here. But at the end of the day, mm-hmm. it's all about just trusting the process. I think a lot of times we get discouraged in the middle of the process. But once you get to the middle of it, it's pointless to turn back. Just keep moving forward, you know?
Yeah. You have to believe in yourself even when sometimes you don't really believe right. in yourself, you know? You have to do those I know it sounds silly, but you have to, even someone comes out and says something that's against that, you have to push back. No, this is right. This is, you know, even if it, yeah, because I've definitely had that myself.
Yeah, it's definitely discipline, you know. Discipline is really going against the grain and doing things you don't want to do even when you have to do them, you know. And moving forward is something you have to do. So regardless of what people say or regardless of what people do, you have to be disciplined enough to just keep pushing forward.
Absolutely. You
know? That's what it boils down to, is discipline, you know. If you want it bad enough, you'll get it. That's just bottom line. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, you definitely are on the right way too. So it sounds like you're heading that direction.
Trying to, man. I'm trying to. I just want to be comfortable. You know, famous, probably not. Comfortable, absolutely. You know, mm-hmm. I feel like knowledge is power. So I'm constantly reading and researching a lot of things. Every day, more and more, I learn what money really is. So I'm learning.